No, don't get up. Stay here with me. Can I entice you somehow? How can I make you stay right here, right next to me? I see a couple of different directions we could go with this, you know? I think I'm gonna go with boobs. That's right. I got some, and you like them. I know you do. I'm gonna... take him right out. I'm gonna lift them right up. Squeezing them. Sometimes I just wanna rub them all over your face. Take my nipples and just pop one into your mouth. But you might like that too much. Maybe I'll tease you with them. You're not allowed to open your mouth or your eyes. I'm just gonna... I'm just gonna rub my nipples across your lips like this. Right across your lips, and then right across your eyes. Rub them into your eyelids. Don't tell me you don't like that. You like the feel of my warm flesh pressing down on you. I know. I'm so warm and soft. I like to spread my warmth all around. Share it with you. I don't want to ever get up. Being here with you, it's my happy place these days. We could just order in and let's mount a TV right above the bed at the right angle. So... oh, we could watch a movie, watch our favorite show, and then, well, when I've rubbed my nipples onto you too much, we can just hit pause and let things take their natural course, right? Let me rub your back. Lift up your shirt. Why did you even wear a shirt to bed anyway? Let me just give you a little massage. Oh, I love the feel of your skin. Always. Do you like me just lightly tracing the contours of your back with my fingertips? Applying a little bit more pressure. Work out some of that tension. Nothing's better than skin contact. Skin to skin, you and me. Really, there's... I can't think of anything better. No. I lie back down. Let me do this for you. What else? What else do you need? Yeah. You just want me to spoon you? I can do that. I'd love to do that. Do I get to be the big spoon this time? You know, I love to be your little spoon. That's what I like to do most of the time. Sometimes to be your big spoon. So many possibilities, you know? Come here. I think my hip just popped. Okay. Get cozy. My arm. Okay. Oh, that was my shoulder popping. Oh my goodness. What in the world? Okay. Are you settled? Can you feel me lining up with the contours of your body? Your head resting on my arm. Maybe I'll reach up and play with your hair. Give you a little head massage. Kiss your neck. Tastes good. My breast into your back. Warming you up while you warm me up. And my right arm draped over your belly. And your bottom, your delicious bottom, is just tucked right into me. I just kind of want to grab your hips and, like, I'm such a girl, but I just want to grab your hips and thrust, even though I don't have anything to thrust into you. At least, not right now. Anyway, just pat your leg. Let our legs tangle together. I just shaved, so my legs are super smooth. You feel that? So satiny. My toes tangling with your toes. I even have a toe war. I know I'm being so silly. This time is precious. No one else. We're in a bubble right now. Just you and me. And you're so important to me. You're so special to me. The way you make me feel. Safe. Warm. Content. Loved. Loving. Wanted. Desired. We can share all those things. We don't have to have any secrets between us. If you want to keep some, that's okay. Any secrets I have are not intentional secrets. They're just artifacts of my weird brain and my compartmentalizing. I'm not holding anything back from you, not consciously. I want to share everything with you. It's hard to talk about desires. When you ask me what I want, what I like, as open and candid as I usually feel, when you ask me a question point blank like that, like, what do you want? Oh God, I freeze. internally, I freeze up, and it's not intentional. It's not because of you. It's not for any nefarious reason at all. It's just, I don't know if it's my internal wiring or things that happened in the past, but sometimes those things have to be coaxed out, nuanced out. Sometimes they just come blurting out once I'm past a certain point. I'm not that focused about what I want. I'm more focused on what you want. Have you ever noticed that I get the most excited and the most turned on when I'm fulfilling one of your needs or one of your fantasies or desires? It's not because I don't have any, but I think maybe it's because my strongest desire, my deepest desire and longing and craving is to bring you pleasure. That sounds so cliche. Oh, please, how may I serve you? And yet, it's also how I actually feel. How may I serve you? Serving you or pleasuring you or doing for you? That is what brings me the greatest pleasure. And so it's not selfless, really. I mean, I'm being selfish when I do things for you because I'm really doing it for me. Does that make sense? And so, you know, maybe there's stuff in there that will eventually come out, and maybe it will turn out that I have a hair fetish. Okay, no, it's not. I don't. I definitely don't. Who knows what's lurking down there for me? I certainly don't. But how about if we start with you? Because that's what I'm really interested in. You know that there aren't many things I wouldn't do for you, with you. The things I would do for you. And so, what is it that you want? Is there something you've been wanting to try, or that you felt shy about or embarrassed about? First of all, I would never want you to feel embarrassed by anything that you want, because there's no room for shame here. I have met some people with some pretty unusual desires and kinks and stuff they like, and the weirdest one that I can think of, yes, I just characterized it as weird, but I wouldn't shame that person. And in fact, I went to pretty great lengths to try to honor that person's fetish, because we like what we like. And unless it's actively harming someone else, I want to help you. I want to do it for you. I want to do it with you, if I can, if you'll let me. So, snuggle up. Tell me what you want. Tell me what I can do for you. More than likely, it's going to turn me on, because when I'm bonded with someone, when it's someone that I've chosen, their desires become mine, and I'll want to give you what you want. So tell me, what do you want? Tell me, please. Let me give it to you. Let me help you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me trust, honoring me by sharing with me. Let me hold you. Kiss your neck. You're okay. I love you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna hold you, and I'm gonna love you, and I'm going to give you what you need and what you want. I'm glad we could talk about this. I can't wait to get started.